Hello and welcome back to the Sunday Podcast, presented by sportsshoes.com. I'm Ollie Lum.
And I'm Matt Seddon.
Every Sunday we get together with a guest from the distance running world,
giving you an insight into the lives and training of some of the UK's best athletes and coaches.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and all major podcast streaming services.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sunday Podcast, where we post about our past and present guests, host giveaways and much more.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the episode.
We're live. We're here. Welcome back. Yeah, preview for the pool 5K, the podium under the lights 5K. The guy, Chris Barnes, from Podium, doing his thing, linking up with the guys down at Battersea. We've seen some races there before, but look, it's going to be a good one. We want to cover it. So we're going to chat through, what, probably 10 athletes in each of the fields, Matt, men's and women's?
Roundabout, mate. 10 high quality stacked athletes as per. Yeah, like you say, Chris Barnes, Ben Node, Keith Schofield, they're the organizers. Shout out to them. Yeah, let's just have a look. Let's get straight to it. Should we start with the men? Like I say, it's going to be, I'll get the timetable up actually, man. Let a few people know, because I'm sure a few London listeners, if you are in London, get down, get watching it. Because it is shaping up to be quite the event, I think.
Was it 7:45 start, I believe I saw?
Yes.
We'll just double check the facts for you. We don't want you rocking up at the wrong time based off bad knowledge on the podcast.
Exactly, mate.
Come on, Matt. You should know what you're doing with this technology. We're on air, mate. Matt's just filling with his phone, so we'll give him some time. Look, I'll just say right off the bat, probably the two headline athletes. We got Jack Rowe leading the men's race and Charlotte Arthur leading the women's. They're probably your two biggest names. Not saying they're going to be our winners, but I think based off their history, you've got to put them down as the two favourites. Matt, have you got some stats for us now?
Got some stats for you, mate. Right, elite men, 7:35. That's anyone sub 14:30-ish. And elite women are off at, I'm not sure this is right, says 7:37, so literally straight after. So that'll be interesting. If the timetable is correct, that's what it's saying. It's saying 7:35 for the men, 2 minutes later, the women are off. So it's going to be chaos around Battersea Park if that is the case, but it's just going to make probably for just a better atmosphere. And I'd like to think there will be no sort of lapping going on. But there might be, considering the women are on off after and running slower. So,
yeah, what are the laps around there? Is it just two laps?
It's basically two laps and then like, yeah, tag on.
Surely.
It's, huh?
Surely I'll be absolutely fine. Because it's the elite women as well. So they're not going to be.
Yeah, sub 18:30. Like, yeah. So it's two laps of sort of a mile and a half, pretty much. And then there's like 200 odd meters tagged on at the end. 500 quid for the winner. And look, there's prize money all the way down to 10th. 10th place, you can pick yourself up 25 quid. If you do come in 10th, say, hey, that's your travel. That's a beer for the night. You know what I mean? So it's well worth it. £500 for the winner. Second, 250. Third, 150. Fourth, £100. And then it basically just filters down 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, all the way down.
Is there any time bonuses?
Time bonuses, yeah, £500 for a course record, which is 13:36. Obviously, let's talk about the man, Jack Rowe. And that's something which I can probably see going. If the weather's good, I can probably see that going, because he's been in Kenya. He seems to be training really well due to, if you follow him on Strava, the weather actually, I'm just looking now, looks good. 7 degrees and at 7 o'clock at night, 6-5 mile an hour winds, so these guys probably aren't going to really feel that. Round Battersea as well is quite sheltered as well, so it's looking good.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously it's not all Jack Rowe, there are other athletes.
It is all Jack Rowe.
I mean,
I'm joking.
I think off the time he ran last time, you'd think that. But look, he did a session in Kenya today. And the race is on Friday. It's not like
ideal.
I mean, obviously he's coming down from altitude, but who knows like what happens with the travel.
The only reason I say it's the only reason I say it's kind of all Jack Rowe, because really, like, even on the track, he's got like 20 seconds on, like 15, 20 seconds on most of the, on pretty much the next quickest guy in the field. He smashed Liverpool up. Obviously, he did Euros, and that was the last time we saw him out. And I just feel like this is a very good field. Like, you've got like, I'm probably going to bank and say Phil Norman's going to be his biggest challenger, I think.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
The way Norman did that 10K, obviously, we know his steeple credentials, 820 man. He's a serious, serious athlete, and I think he'll be Jack Rowe's kind of biggest rival on the night. Can't rule out Stuart McCallum as well. The only question marks about Stuart McCallum, obviously really good on the cross, is 5K a little bit, you know, is it too short for him? Mm. You know, road 5K, we'll kind of see how he performs, I think, because he's kind of been out of that sort of scene for a little while now. So he could surprise. So I think it's going to be sort of between them three. And I guess you can't rule out Lum. Pronounce his name for me.
Oshan Perrin. I struggled with that one.
You can't rule out Oshan Perrin. You know what he's doing indoors at the moment, 7:54 and stuff. But I would just like to think, you know, we've seen people like Mortimer and stuff just laying down 7:40 on the track. I would assume Jack Rowe is in similar sort of shape right now. So he's.
Oh no, I would as well. I'd say if. Guys. If, like, the travel and stuff doesn't affect him, then I think he does. But I think that's my only thing, is if, I don't know, like, I saw he did like a few fast 800s and some fours at altitude in Kenya this morning. And then he obviously, I don't know what day he's traveling. You might know, Matt. But
yeah, I think they're traveling back Wednesday, so, or yeah, Wednesday or Thursday. Okay. So yeah, quick turnaround. Yeah, I guess you can never rule out the travel. But if we're going well and we get like a fit Jack Rowe, yeah, I think
it could be exciting. Yeah,
you know, that's him, and that course record 13:35 is at stake. Now, I don't believe they've got any pacemakers or any sort of pace indication out there, which will make it quite interesting as well. Because then it's like, well, does he just go off from the front like he did in the summer? The one thing about the summer is I know for sure that the field, like, don't quote me on it because I might be disrespecting a few athletes, but I don't remember it having the same sort of level of quality in depth that it does on Friday night. So I think obviously it's an easier decision for Jack to make in the summer that he obviously wanted to go off and lead it. Friday night, he might be a little bit wary about leading from the gun and just dragging all these boys around to a quick time.
Mm. Well, do you think he's the sort of person who's worried about getting beat if he does that?
I think Jack Rowe at the moment just seems super confident. I don't think getting beat crosses his mind at the moment. But I think every athlete has to have a little bit of common sense, you know, going into a race, especially going into like a 5K as well, a bit of an endurance race. So I think that will cross his mind, and don't get me wrong, he will probably surge at some point, but I think he'll be hesitant to go off completely from the gun, you know, attack that first sort of K. I think he's, yeah.
Mm.
He'll want to build into it, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Someone we haven't mentioned yet, Mohammed's doing it. Round 23:20 at the 5 mile race there in December. So he clearly likes the loop. Round 28:14 in Valencia. The guy's in some good shape.
Yeah, he's rounding back to his best for sure. No coincidence with National Cross just round the corner at Parley Hill. Defo one to watch for the win there, but that's another preview for another day. Mohammed, yeah, it's just he's an interesting character, you know what I mean? On his day, incredible. But I think he's someone who will literally just, like I was saying, I think Jack will be dictating the race a little bit, and he'll be there right on him for as long as he can be. You know, simple as, you kind of always know what you're going to get with Mohammed. In that sense, the way he races, he's going to be up there from the start no matter what. And it just depends, because I think he seems to struggle when that pace gets like really quick, you know. And I think if they are operating around about 13:40, 13:30, we might just see him fall off the back a little bit. I'm not sure.
Mm.
Maybe doing an injustice, but 28 lows on the 10K is, you'd like to think he could cruise a 14-minute 5K.
Yeah.
So, or at least, you know, be fairly comfortable through a 14-minute 5K. So I'd probably say, you know, he's got sort of 1350, 1345 in his locker, but he is someone who does, you know, prefer that longer distance.
Mm.
Yeah. Who else have we got, man? We got Alfie Manthorpe in there. Obviously, he's running well.
Sam Charlton's in there. Andy Hayes, obviously, ran 1346 at podium last year.
Yep.
Experienced racer as well. So I'd imagine he'll be in there being sensible with it.
See, this is the thing. Do we think Battersea is a quicker course than podium? I guess we're going to find out because Battersea hasn't really been put to the test like podium has. So we're going to, I think we're about to see which course is quicker because not only, obviously, we're previewing the elite race now, but there is open races as well. And I think when you see the open races run really quick and you see the elite races run quick, that kind of cements itself as a super fast course. You know?
Well, it's when you look through the results, like we see podium results in the past, you look through and it's just PBs, PBs, PBs.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see something similar. Like you say, like if the weather's good this week, I think we'll see something very similar.
Yeah. I think you're right. And it will just show us if this is going to be, and also exciting to know if it's going to be around in the future. You know, is this going to be like, you know, Keith mentioned, is this going to be the English Armagh? We're going to have this every February. You know, one thing we do know, they're doing a great job of putting it on, a great job of promoting it as well. So just kind of follow Friday Night Under the Lights or Friday Under the Lights on Instagram and stuff. Going to bring you lots of updates. I'm sure they'll be busy on the night bringing us updates as well. So, but yeah, like I'm just looking at Hayes now, 1346. You know, if Hayes is running that, I think some of these guys are going to go quick on Friday. That's for sure. Guess what do you reckon the winning time will be? If it's sub 1330, I'm questioning road races.
I don't know. Sub 1330.
You don't reckon they'll go sub 1330?
Well, like you were about to say, I don't think for 5K anyway.
Yeah. But here's my theory, right? If they run sub 1330, I'm like, that's bonkers, you know? Because if you put these guys on a track and told them with no pacemakers going around sub 1330, that'd be an incredible task. Incredible.
Well, what's Jack's, you know, PB?
And I think 35. Jack's PB is 1332, I think, on the track, somewhere around there, low 1330s. So, yeah, if they do operate sort of 1330 and below, I think that's, you know, bonkers running and they're in for a very, very good summer. Or we just have to write off road times completely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a bit crazy the past few years, isn't it? Like some people say it's the shoes. Like, obviously, there's the more pack element you get in a road race opposed to a track.
Yeah, huge.
Which is key. And I think people as well can almost, I don't know, you got a mile left in a road race, you're done. You're almost like, oh, I can push through for 5 minutes.
Mm.
Whereas on the track, if you're done with more than a lap to go, it's bad.
Yeah, I think that mental challenge isn't as big on the road as it is on the track. I'll give you that. So yeah, look, I mean, there's loads of other names. Josh Lay, I'm interested to see how Josh Lay runs. Got Ben Dykstra in there as well, obviously a triathlete. So we won't give him too much airtime. Just joking. Nothing against triathletes.
Shame Alex Yee's not in there. We've seen him at podium a few times. We've
seen him at podium before. Yeah. I think he is just getting a little bit too big time on the triathlon scene these days, isn't he? So, but yeah, Josh Lay, exciting to see how he runs, especially.
Yeah, because I think when he ran his 1355, he wasn't with Yates in the run yard. And obviously, having had Yates on the podcast, we know it's quite, I guess, different training to like your standard distance running training.
Yeah.
So it's how that translates for Josh for a 5K. I think there's no doubt it will be in good shape right now. Who knows what that will look like on 5K on the road. I'm sure he's in great 8 and 15 shape.
Yeah, it's going to be. And then I think, have we seen rumours he's going to do a bit of indoors after, potentially? I'm not sure.
Did they maybe say a sweat elite? Because he had a sweat elite, didn't they? They might have said.
Yeah, maybe this is the start of his, he's going to dabble in some indoors after this road 5K, but we'll see. But I think he's going to, if we know Matt Yates and we know him, they're going to want to prove themselves and sort of come out, and those guys like to make a statement, right? So I think he's going to look to go pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So yeah, he also ran quick at Armagh, I think, when he was super young. I say super young, maybe 2018, 2019. So if I remember rightly. But yeah, Ben Dykstra, we've got to give a shout out to Ben Bradley as well. He's also been in Kenya training with Jack Rowe. Quite a close training partner, Jack Rowe. 13.50 low on the track. I'd probably bank he's going to ease in similar shape. And given the road and the track, not much difference. You know, he's probably someone easily sub 14 at Battersea. We've got Sam. I'm just looking now. We've got a lot of guys. Dom Nolan. Jesus. He's, you know, down in the list, but he's a 13.53 5K man at BMC, along with Sam Stevens as well. 13.55.
Yeah, that Dom, the race that Dom Nolan ran that, I believe Oshan won that one or came second.
Yeah, they battled it out, didn't they? I remember that at Watford. Yeah, they battled it out. So, yeah, so, you know, we could potentially see, I'm looking now and there's 20 names I'm looking at and I'm thinking you could have 20 guys sub 14.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. You've got guys right on the edge. James Hunt, you got a fitness update on him for us, Lum? Cardiff-based? 29
minutes. Yeah, I mean, I know him. He's
running.
Coached by Steve Mitchell now. So I believe relatively new coach. So it'd be interesting to see how he goes. Since he's on social media. Looks like he's been putting in some work. So
he's what, 28.59 guy, 29-minute guy over 10K. Yeah, you can. I think he's run 14 flat at podium before, I'm pretty sure. If I remember rightly. John Sanderson, Flynn Jennings, Ricky Harvey. Yeah, there's actually 20-25 guys here who could go sub 14. So it's going to be one hell of a race. Like I said, 7:35 under the lights at Battersea. Let's just get people lining that park, just making a hell of a noise. I reckon it could echo all the way around the park.
Mm. Is there a live stream?
I think there'll just be coverage on Instagram and stuff. I haven't heard of an actual
official live stream, no, yeah. The good thing about these races, there's always updates. Even if there's not a live stream, you'll know the results.
You know, Chris
on Barnes, social podium. Straight away. Like yeah.
They'll be all over it, man. They'll be all over it. So, should we move? Just to summarize, I think Jack Rowe is going to get that win. I think Norman's going to come second. I think third place is up for grabs. Mohammed Oshan. I think someone like Josh Lay, you know, always think someone's going to come out the woodwork and then just have a good one from nowhere as well. You've got Stuart McCallum. So third place wide open, but I think, Jack Rowe's going to sweep that one.
Yeah, I probably have to agree with you. But I mean, yeah, if he doesn't, it will be probably a travel thing rather than a shape thing. That's all
I would add. I'd agree. It'd be a shock upset, would it be?
Mm.
Boom. Norman's there to spoil the party.
I mean, he beat him in Battersea last year on the track, didn't he?
Nah.
That early season? No,
that was Adam Clark he beat on the track.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack didn't do that one. But yeah, Norman won the Battersea 5K, didn't he? That was very early. That was like March.
Yeah, that one of the first track races back, yeah.
Yeah, and that was 13. I think they just dipped inside 13.50 that night.
Yeah, 46, I think.
Yeah, if I remember rightly. So, you know, he can do it on the track. So I'm pretty confident he can do the same on the road, without a doubt. You know?
Yeah, look, and obviously coming off, going to the Olympics last year, like you've got to be
he's
pretty confident like with your running and things like that, I'd imagine.
It's interesting when you see guys like that. Like I think they just kind of, we're seeing it with Jack, you know, you see it with Norman. Once they get their sort of GB call up and they cement themselves as one of the best distance runners in the UK, they just have a confidence and like a little bit of an air around them when they go to competitions and they just.
Well, look, the way Jack won.
They're always very well prepared.
It was just so professional.
But I think they learn from everything they've done to get to that point, and they just come into races very, very well prepared. Mm. And I think gone are the days where you kind of get, you know, I think when people are on their way up, they're very inconsistent. Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things is obviously when you become, you know, I guess they're not, you know, we'll call them professional and elite because that's what they are, really. They just become so much more consistent and you can almost bank on the best version of themselves every time they step on the line, even if they are in heavy training or whatever they're doing. So, you know, and that's exciting for us as fans because we know that we're going to get a good race and a good matchup.
Yeah, for sure. On to the women's then. Obviously, I mentioned Charlotte Arter earlier. Look, she's got to be the favourite because I know Charlotte's had her problems with injuries. We obviously had her on the pod talking to her before Liverpool, which she then didn't contest due to injury. She's back training now. She's running on Friday. And I think whenever Arta rocks up to a race, you've got to presume that she's in some sort of shape because I don't think she does otherwise.
Yeah, mate. What else have you got for us surrounding Charlotte Arta, mate? You're close to the camp there. So, you know, she attacking some super quick time, or is this just kind of a race to get, you know, get back into the swing of racing, basically?
Yeah, from what I gather, I think it is just a run out, get back there. But look, like I said earlier, like Charlotte's super professional. When she rocks up at a start line, like she's there to push herself, run fast, and get a win. Like I don't think we're seeing her at her best, but the standard she is, like having run. She's run 15:26 on the road before. It might not even need her best to get that win. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm looking now and I'm just looking at what the course record bonus for the women is, 15:50. And that's £500.
I'm sure she'll be shooting for that.
That's £500. So I was going to say extra incentive for her to sneak inside that barrier. Sure.
Actually, interesting that point because she is actually running for Wales. So Wales are sending a team.
Wales are.
Yeah. Some of the men, obviously, that we mentioned, like Oshan. Who else in that Welsh team?
James Hunt, maybe.
James Hunt, maybe Johnny Hopkins as well.
Yeah.
Like just on that, just good to see countries actually supporting the event and just getting people some vests at these sorts of meets. But so yeah, Charlotte will be running for Wales. But Matt, who are our main kind of rivals in this race?
Lauren Hayes. Obviously, we know what she did, making that Eurocross team. Hannah Irwin, regular on the kind of road scene. Sarah Chapman's in there. Back from Missouri. So, you know, she's run 15:49 over 5K, which is, you know, this is on the track as well. And this will be out in America. So, highly doubt it was a pace race. So, yeah, one to watch in that sense. So, yeah, Charlotte won't have it all her own way. I don't think. You got a couple girls there who are established sort of sub 16 minute 5K girls. So I think it's going to be. I know the men's was close, but geez, I'm looking at their times now. Danny Chatterton in there, 15:57. She ran that at Battersea Park. So she's already gone sub 16 on this course last year. She knows what that feels like. Obviously we can't
on that as well. I know Danny Chatterton, she trains around Battersea as well. She's so used to that.
Knows every turn.
And I believe she ran some crazy lockdown virtual 5K around there.
Oh, let's not get into that
as well, a couple of years ago. So I'm sure a few people will know what I'm talking about there. But I don't know if that's the same course they use. But who knows? But she'll be used to that course.
Yeah, no, I do think that is such an advantage if you train. Like, we've all got our own sort of road loops at home, right? Or in the forest or wherever. And we always say, mate, if there was a race here, I would absolutely annihilate it because, you know, you can always post up some good splits on where you train. So, yeah, interesting to say that if she ran sub 16 there last year, I think it's wide open for in the women's race. If Charlotte Arta is at her best, she runs away with it. But look, sub like 15:50, 16 minutes is, you know, if you're getting back from injury.
Yeah.
It's still very good running. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Still very hard.
Well, yeah, we talk about Charlotte at her best and that's a 31:30 elite.
Yep.
And I think if that Charlotte turns up, then she does run away with it. But like you say, it depends how much work she's been able to put in since coming back from that injury problem.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd know more about that, mate, but I won't ask too much. Elena Bolton in there as well. Can't not mention her.
Yeah, I mean, just won Northern Cross, so clearly has some insane strength right now.
Yeah, I think we said last week as well, it's so good because you've got people like Elena Bolton, Northern Cross champ, and then you've got someone like Charlotte Arta being injured, you know, Lauren Hayes, obviously on the cross country. But then you got someone like Hannah Irwin did a 5K indoors. You know, she's doing a bit of indoors.
Yeah, she ran a big PB indoors, I believe.
Yeah, 15:49. So everyone's just coming at it from completely different angles. And I think that's what, you know, is going to make it so exciting and unpredictable. I mean, we are sitting here, we're trying to give you guys advice on who to watch and who not to watch, but I'm just looking now thinking it's too hard to call me. I'm just going to cop out and just say.
Yeah. I don't mean it's really a case of us trying to say what's going to happen. It's more give people an idea of who the fields are. And look, for us, we want to be having these discussions and almost, we don't want to be correct here because that means the race is boring. Like if we could call it now, what's the point in watching it?
Good point.
So, and I think we said that when we tried to do that British champs prediction, things like that. And look how that went. So, yes. But look, yeah, Madfields, we got people like Amy Griffiths in there. Like,
she's real, pulled out. Real good.
Has she? Okay.
News update: Amy Griffiths pulled out. Yeah. Yeah. So,
who else we got on this list who we haven't mentioned?
Becca Murray.
Becca Murray's in there. Lily Coward, Maisie Grice.
Yeah.
Good field. Really good field.
And I think, and you know, we're talking about good fields. So that's pretty much it. They're your runners and riders of the pool 5K. Friday night under the lights, sponsored by Sports Shoes. I have to say the prize money is £500 bonus for the time. That's, and the prize money in general, £500 for the winner or whatever. It is in Sports Shoes vouchers. So a lot of people are going to be looking, well, what's that? Do the math. That's what, two pairs of super shoes?
Well, if you get a time as well, you can have four.
You could have four pairs of super shoes. Maybe you can chuck a Sunday Plod 10 discount on there. So you're probably getting 4.5 pairs of super shoes.
Yeah, I mean, it depends which ones you get as well. It's only Alpha Flies that are like 260.
Yeah.
So Next Percent's are what, 220?
Maybe there's a sale on.
Yeah.
You're laughing. Yep. That's it.
Cheap as well. So,
huh?
The Adidas ones are cheap. I think they're like 180.
Whoa, we're talking Adidas, are we?
You just said super shoes. Or are you referring
yeah,
to
I them? Did, to be fair. I did, to be fair. Nike are my choice. I actually haven't tried any others. But that's it. They can buy four pairs. They can experiment. They can buy Nike, Adidas, Asics, New Balance. Done.
I mean, to be fair, I think if they're taking home the win and the course record, I don't think they need to do much experimenting with their shoes.
Yeah, just stick to what you got.
Yeah.
Right. So that's it. You know, Friday night, half seven, basically. Keep an eye on Instagram and whatnot.
Yeah, get down there if you can. Definitely give them a cheer, support, enjoy the evening.
I think it's going to be a huge atmosphere. There's no rain, so don't worry about that. Just wrap up and, get right close. And if these guys are anything like I know they are organizing an event and a race, you're not going to want to miss it because they'll let you get right close to the thick of the action, screaming in the athletes' faces. And they'll know what to do. I'm sure there'll be pints, burgers. I don't want to make any promises here, but it will just be a very, very good party. And you know what? You're in London and you just head on out after.
Will you be there, Matt?
Will I be there? Yeah. I'm in two minds at the moment, mate.
You're in 90% there, I thought. I thought you were 90% there.
Yeah, my problem is if I go there, it will just be a heavy Friday night for me because I'll just get too carried away. I'll just be too caught up in the moment, buzzing.
High on athletics. You're session in on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'll be high on athletics and then I'll probably end up, you know, exploring London in the evening. So
right. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy the race yourselves.